up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Alrighty, here we go again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week. And another hour, well, not exactly an hour, a little bit less, a little shy of an hour of great old-time records for you here on the Oompa Hour like we do every week. And again, glad to have you along with us, man. I'm telling you, what a week in northern Minnesota. Holy cow. I've been talking about the weather starting to get nice and all that stuff, and I was all enthused about it, and, well, that didn't hold up. It's been like 20 degrees for the last few days, and I got up this morning to go to work, and it's winds blowing 25 miles an hour. It's snowing. The plows are out. What the heck is going on? Man, I tell you, we will get springtime weather eventually, though. Anyway, let's get the show rolling. I do have the other side of that Don Peachy record coming up later in the show that I was going to play last week, and I always play the other side instead, so we'll do that. And after that, it's pretty much a crapshoot. We're just playing stacks of old-time records. Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys will start us out with Polka Joy.
Joy for every girl and boy. We twirl and twist around in every polka town. You should see dad and mom waving, saying, come on, this polka is for you. Be happy, don't be blue. How can you sit around with this great polka sound? Play us this song once more. We'll dance across the floor. This is a lot of fun. Let's polka, everyone.
Polka Joy, that's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys getting us started on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Back again another week playing great old-time records for you here on the show. I don't even know what I have to talk about. I don't. It's been a heck of a week. My wife is out of town. She's in Florida visiting her sister, which is a long way from northern Minnesota, let me tell you. And she's sending me pictures of her sitting by the pool, and I'm sending her pictures of the snow blowing across the highway at 4 in the morning on my way to work. She's very much happier where she is right now, weather-wise. So, the wife's out of town, and my boss is out of town for the last few days, so I've decided I'm not shaving. So I'm a little hairy. I don't even hear. See if we can hear this. Hear that? That's a record sleeve going across my face there. I need to shave, but no one's going to be back for a few days yet, so I'm kind of turning into a mountain man here. But that's the way it goes. All right, one of these records now where I have no idea how to correctly pronounce the artist's name. And I know I get one wrong every now and then. Joe is the first name. Lastovica? Does that seem right? It's Lastovica, Lastovica. Joe Lastovica, I think. That seems like it would be right to me. Anyway, it is Joe Lastovica with Polka Punch. And come on, let's dance.
Come on, let's dance to polka music. Come on, let's glide across the floor. Just let your feet move to the music and chase your cares right out the door. La 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 la, la 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 la, 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 la come on, let's dance. We'll have a good time. Let's spin and twirl around the floor. Kick up your heels, you'll feel so fine. Let's ask the band to play once more. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Joe Lastovica and Polka Punch, at least I hope I'm saying his name right. You never know sometimes. Come on, let's dance polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Every week, old-time records for you. Oh, look, here's another one. Johnny Vadnall in the orchestra, the Hot Cinders Polka. That is the Hot Cinders Polka. That is Johnny Vadnall and his orchestra on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers coming up here in a second after I tell you about a World of Accordions museum. And cordially invite you to pay them a visit if you find yourself in the Superior, Wisconsin area. And you might, with summertime travels and all that coming up. You never know when you might find yourself here in the North Country. Maybe heading up the beautiful North Shore, do some hiking. The Lake Superior hiking trail is up there, all kinds of stuff. World of Accordions Museum, though, starts right there at Superior, which is right on Lake Superior, oddly enough. 1,400 accordions, concertinas, and whatnot on display. A lot of advertising materials, memorabilia, historical documentation. They have a gift shop. They have a concertina and accordion technician and repair school. And always activities. Check their website, worldofaccordions.org, and they will have their calendar for 2018 of all the events coming up. They have concerts, jam sessions, and indoor stuff, outdoor stuff, all kinds of great stuff. Check it out. Fun place to visit. Just look at that, at it online. May inspire you to rush right over to Superior, Wisconsin. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the interwebs, all right? Check them out when you have a chance. It is the Queen of Hearts Polka, Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. Oh, man, I have to admit that while that record was playing, I was sitting here at the console, and I was playing air banjo. I actually was. It looked ridiculous, I'm sure, but anyway, there you go. It's a lot easier to play air banjo than a real one, I'm telling you. Waltzers, get ready. We always try to include at least one waltz in the show. I have one coming up. Maybe a little earlier in the early in the show for a waltz. But it's too late now. I've committed. I want to remind you, you can get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour if you have a request, dedication, question, or just want to say hi. You can email us, oompahour@aol.com. Also, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You can also phone and leave a message or send a text to 218-259-2985. Yes, you can. 218-259-2985 is the request, dedication, and texting hotline to the Oompa Hour. All righty, waltzers at the ready. Here are the Redbirds and the Blue Skirt Waltz. That's the Blue Skirt Waltz, of course, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show every week on the show. That's all we do is we play records on the show. We don't play any of those MP3 gizmos or CDs or any of that stuff. Good old, most of them are 45s because I'm too lazy to dig out the albums. Oh, it's terrible, and it's worse that I admit that. The Frankenmuth Polka over here on turntable number one. It's Gene Guisdala and the orchestra. All right, Gene Guastalla there with the orchestra. I was confused for a minute because I was just putting Norm Dombrowski in the happy notes over on the other turntable, and I almost gave you Gene Guastalla in the happy notes, which would have been incorrect. It's just an orchestra. The happy notes are over there. Glad we got that straightened out. Man, you ever have one of those days where you're looking for something, and it's like, how could that possibly get lost? I hardly ever use it. Why is it not where it always is? That's the question we ask when anything gets lost. Why is it not where it always is? I have lost the file that I used to sharpen my soldering iron. You know, so you got a soldering iron, you got to kind of get the tip cleaned off and get the point real pointy, especially if you're soldering little bitty connectors on stuff. And it's missing. It's not in the toolbox where it goes. It's not in the cupboard where it could sometimes be. It's not laying around on the workbench. Where did my soldering iron file go? I may have to resort to using a fingernail file. That would be terrible. A trip to the hardware store may be in order after the show today. I always wanted a new file anyway. It'll give me a reason to go to the hardware store. Every man likes to go to the hardware store. My wife will say, "What do you want for your birthday, honey?" Or she'll say, "What do you want for Christmas, honey?" And I tell her, I don't know. I mean, I'm 60 years old now. I've accumulated pretty much all the crap I'm going to need. But I said, if you really want to buy me something, you go to the hardware store, go over to the Ace Hardware store, the Hardware Hank store, the Fleet Supply store, or whatever, any of those big hardware stores, and get yourself a cart and just drive up and down the aisles and just randomly throw stuff in. And no matter what's in there, it'll be good and it'll be something I can use. It's the definitive way to shop for a guy. But anyway, I don't even know how we got to that. My Buddy Joe is the name of the next song. The My Buddy Joe Polka. Here's Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes Orchestra.
Bibiliśmy ciągle z tym byli tam dwa kobiety. Jedna ciągnie drugą rzeszci, aż mnie piorą dupie czeszci. Jak te babi mnie złapali, wszystkie luce ności mali. Jak mi się potki zesali, tak se sraczką uciekali. Biłiliśmy ciągczyn, chce tym pili tam dwa kobiety. Jedna ciągnie, drugą rzeszci, aż mnie pioną dupie czeszci. Jak ty babi mnie złapali, wszystkie ludzie mności mali. Jak mi się płatki zesali, tak se sraczką uciekali. A co w dupie nie schodziło, to jak pioną pi chodziło. A jak dupinią pąkali, wszystkie ludzie ności mali.
I see. Norm Dombrowski is done singing now. I get kind of lost when they're not singing in English. But there you go. Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes. That is the My Buddy Joe Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. You ready for some fancy accordion playing? You always get it, man. There's some Masters of the Machine. Is that what it is? Is an accordion a machine? I don't know. Masters. Ooh, did you hear that? That was a ding-dong. That was either the doorbell or an important message coming in. I don't know. There are some Masters of the Accordion. One of them that a lot of times you don't think about because he was always on the Lawrence Welk show. Myron Florin. Man, could he play. And this is appropriately titled the Accordion Polka.
We'll be right back.
Aha, Myron Florin there. They cleverly titled the Accordion Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show as we head to Texas for this next record. Record company in Texas, Guide Records of Texas. I can't read the little print from here to tell you where in Texas they are, but it's definitely in Texas. We have a station carrying the show in Texas, not too far from Austin, as I recall. I should really make a list to do shout-outs to all these people. 26 radio stations now carrying the Oompa Hour across this great land of ours. So you can't hardly complain about that. Here's the Ellinger Combo on Guide Records out of Texas. This is the Don't Wander Polka. Go the Ellinger Combo there, the Don't Wander Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Spinning them out here, the great polka records for another week. Glad to have you along with us this week. Now, this next record is interesting. It's a 45. It's a very nice 45. Looks like it's brand new. I have the Silk Umbrella Polka by the Ernst Benedict Quartet. The record is on the Standard Record Company label, and it says on it, printed in large silver lettering, copyright 1945, made in the USA. Now, here's the deal. 45s weren't made until 1948, 49, I think. They were introduced, I think, early 1949. RCA put the first 45s on sale. So clearly, this is not a record that was originally made as a 45. My theory is that they had originally put it out on a 78, and then when 45s came along, a lot of record companies took their popular 78s and dubbed them over to make 45s. So I'm assuming that this is a record from 1945, that was made on a 78 and then was later put onto a 45. And what else is interesting is, in 1945, assuming the copyright date is correct on this, there was no tape recording. So this recording would have been made direct to a lacquer disc, which was then used to press up the first 78s. And then they used that recording to make a lacquer disc to press up the 45s. Well, we would have had tape barely. By 49, that was close, because I don't think we really had tape, especially in small record companies, till you got into the to 50, 51, something like that. Anyway, this is a lot of historical dribble-drabble that really doesn't matter. Here's the Ernst Benedict Quartet. Here's the Silk Umbrella Polka. Thank you. sounded pretty darn good for a 73-year-old recording, huh? The Ernst Benedict Quartet, that is the Silk Umbrella Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Last week, I pulled out a Don Peachy record that I play all the time on the show. Well, not all the time. You know how it is. Records take a long time to come around again around here. But every time I grab this Don Peachy record, I always play the song on the other side instead of this side. And I did the same thing last week, but at least I fessed up to it. And I told you I was going to set the record aside, and this week I would play the other side of the record. So I'm gonna. Here's Don Peachy in the orchestra. This is the Jolly Musicians Polka.
Lights are bright, hearts are gay, down at the Friendly Inn. They've a right to be that way. Look at the man that just walked in. Music box beneath his chin, gay as a brand new dime. Just one beer, then he'll begin telling them all.
That is a very rare thing, a polka record that fades out. Don Peachy and the orchestra, the Jolly Musicians Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I normally play the other side, which is She Don't Wanna, which I played last week, and I promised you I would save the record and play the other side, so I have. I feel that I have met my minimum requirements of meeting the promises that I made last week here on the show. So there you go. All right, I got Whoopi John over here, and this song I normally play by Jolly Jay and his band, out of Waite Park, Minnesota, I do. This one happens to be Whoopi John's Orchestra, which would be out of New Ulm, Minnesota. So this guarantees tubas and German-style polka-ing. And I can't even remember that. I don't even know that I've ever played this one on the Oompa Hour before. I may not have. I've not played this for a long, long time, anytime, anywhere. And just because I always play the other version. But this one's just as good. Here's Whoopi and the Boys. This is The Laughing Song.
When I was a little lad many years ago, I wasn't very sporty, folks, and yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me Pappy and my pappy called me Fool. Laughed at every little thing that was against the rule. Folks, and yet she wasn't slow. They say she was a dandy, just a bird of paradise. I walked around her once a day just to get the exercise. Clumsy, oh, she weighed about a ton, but she was full of deviltry and always full of fun. One time we got to fooling around just like a silly bear. She fell so hard upon my lap, we went right through the chair. Off the fleas. I do not doubt a word a bit, cause what she said is true. I've been around that girl so much that I turned monkey too.
There you go, the laughing song, also cleverly known as the laughing polka by Jolly Jay and the band. But anyway, Whoopi John on that one. Don Burghardt doing the singing. All right, so there you go, here on the Oompa Hour. Whoa, that was almost a critical error. You know, I told you, I keep all the records in color-coded sleeves by ethnicity. I almost put Whoopi John into a gold sleeve, which would have been a Polish-style polka. That would have been terribly wrong. That's because I have the gold sleeve that goes with this Happy Richie record laying in front of me. Happy Richie and his Royal Airs and the From Me to You polka. There you go, happy Richie. There's some happy playing there, actually, and his Royal Airs and the From Me to You polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old time oldies show. Marion Lush back over here on turntable number one. It's been that other record. I was so involved there, I don't remember what the next record is. Wait a minute, I'm going to have to actually turn the record around and look here because I feel like I need to. Oh, it's Our Favorite Dish polka. I completely remember. Putting that one on the turntable now. Marion Lush and the boys.
try them and you will see. Now who likes pierogi?
We like pierogi.
Give us a few more, please. Now who likes gowonki?
We like gowonki.
Garlic and lots of spice. Now who likes gowonki?
We like gowonki.
Please fill our plates up twice. They're so delicious, our favorite dishes. Try them and you will see. Now who likes gowonki?
We like gowonki.
Please fill our plates up twice.
Lush and the orchestra, and our favorite dish polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Coming up, probably one of the definitive songs that you are going to want to sing along with. So prepare yourselves. That opportunity is coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, now here on the Oompa Hour, you get an opportunity to dance all the time, because virtually every song that we play is a song that you can dance to, whether it's a polka or a waltz or a schottische. I know there are dancers. I have heard reports of people dancing in alleys with turned-up radios. But this is one of those ones you can sing with real good, because everybody knows this song. Even if you don't like polka music, you know this song. It's Art Valunas and his orchestra.
In heaven there is no beer. That's why drink it here, and when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. In Himmel gibt's kein Bier, drum trinken wir es hier, denn sind wir nicht mehr hier, dann trinken die anderen unser Bier.
Arch Valonis and the orchestra, and No Beer in Heaven here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad to have you along with us. It's another week of great old-time music here. I think we're going to get a couple more records into the show this week. What do we got on the old clock here? We're about 53 minutes into this sucker. Yeah, we'll get a couple more in here. Easy, I think. Here's a good one. It's an oldie but a goodie on the Soma record label out of Minneapolis. And this is somebody really liked this record. Because obviously I have not owned this record since the day it was pressed, and it is a well-played record. The Old Village Barn Polka, here's Fez Fritchie. Frischie and the boys there, and the Old Village Barn Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Time to squeak in one more, I think, before we run out of time this week. Ray J and the Carousels. This is the Walking with Mary Polka. right, there you go, Ray J and the Carousels there, walking with Mary Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Hey, you'll be glad to know that during that last record, I found a little file that I use for cleaning up my soldering iron. I am so happy, except now I don't have to go to the hardware store, and that's kind of a bummer. But anyway, hey, things are starting to work out for us this week, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, Kebs Records, and the World of Accordions Museum. We will be back to it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!